Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. All right, everybody, before we start the show today, and what a show we have for you today, there's one important thing that you must do before we start, and that's go to that subscribe button on the YouTube. Please click that subscribe, smash that subscribe, because the bottom line is we are on the road to 100K. We want the plaques hanging right next to our heads because, frankly, you got us there. You deserve it as much as we do. Let's get there. Click that subscribe button. Enjoy the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Vacation Mikey V clocking in there from the Cape as we await the arrival of the D-Man in there.
Oh, man, what a hoodie that is. That is... Look at with the hat too, man. Just, you know what, a guy that he'll tell you he wouldn't, but he'd sell his soul to the devil if he had to.
Wow. That's like the pot calling the kettle black there, Michael.
You're not wrong.
I'll tell you what, my old man used to say, whenever you point the finger at somebody, there's three good old fingers pointing right back at you.
100%. He live in the glass house, Joseph.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? I tell you what, that's a big old glass house. You got some big old chandeliers made of fucking glass. Big old.
I'll sell right on out, boys.
Oh, I mean, we got arguably the biggest.
Whoa! I don't know about that.
But you know what? I got to tell you something. My name is Cold Cuts. I feel like it's time for Subway or someone to step up to the plate. By the way, this hoodie is actually very comfortable too.
It's not just doesn't.
Yeah, it's like one of those real soft.
You rolling up in the Subway hat and hoodie reminds me of, and Bob will not get this reference. All due respect to Bob, but. In the first, Joe, do you remember in the first Wayne's World when it was like, I will never bow to any sponsor, and he's head to toe in Reebok? It's just, it's so good. It's such a great little scene from that movie. What a great movie.
And World. You know what? I got to tell you, I think they're back. Like, I mean, maybe they might've gone away for a little bit, but Bob and I, we were there the other day and I got to tell you, the sandwiches are good, man. My uncle actually has a franchise.
You know, Subway cookies. They always do a nice job.
Oh, their cookies are
the white chocolate macadamia nut ones are just
real good cookie.
Yeah, they're cookies.
That's a luxurious nut. That's a luxurious nut, the macadamia.
Remember, I think we did top five nuts one time.
I think we did. We definitely
did. Yeah, I think we did a top five nut. We had Subway. I was very critical on them a while back. Everything can change. I think I was critical of Arby's one time. And now I can't get enough of it. Have you guys tried the cheesesteak?
I think we've been critical of every fast food chain at one point or another. Just
might have.
A little bit of, just, you know, they got to get the critique. I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody can get critiqued to a certain degree.
Yeah, definitely might have. I tell you what I haven't had in a long time is Taco Bell. Ever since we did that the Taco Challenge, I just have I really haven't had Taco Bell in a while.
That's tough, man, because Taco Bell, I think, is one of the better ones to do it. Just, you know what? I will say, and I'm not going to be like this guy like, oh, now look at how healthy I'm eating now. But I have not craved like fast food at all in the last couple of weeks, Michael. I think it's because I'm eating differently.
I honestly don't know if I ever crave fast food.
I used to crave it all the time.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree with this whole conversation, by the way.
I'm telling you, Bob, since I've been doing this diet.
I absolutely crave fast food.
I used to crave it all the time.
I'm saying, like, I don't know if I crave, like, oh, my God, I need a burger from McDonald's or, oh, my God, I need a
McDonald's breakfast.
I just crave, like a bad meal, like just bad food in general.
Michael, I saw you in Daytona. You were craving some fucking fast food and some ice cream, dude.
Ice cream is a different
story. The ice cream, dude. You were putting that thing back by the gallon, dude.
Listen, ice cream is my Achilles heel. It's my crap. There's no question about that. But I'm saying... It's not that I hear what you're saying about craving fast food. What I'm saying is, like, when I get a craving, I just crave to eat like shit. It could be pizza. Oh. a sandwich. It could be a sloppy sandwich from anywhere, Bob. It could be any kind of burger from anywhere. Like, it doesn't need to be, what I'm saying, it doesn't need to be particular from one or another place. Although I will say this, when you're drunk, I think the top two fast food places when you're drunk are Taco Bell and White Castle. I think those are the signature drunk
Yeah, but
franchises.
White
Bob, are you a White
Castle's,
Castle guy?
it's becoming Blockbuster. It's getting extinct. Now Mikey has it in that Jersey area. It's still
Yeah, there's a
hanging
lot.
around,
There's a lot by
You could
me.
put back
but
by a bunch of those little fucking
Crave
minis.
Case, Joseph. Crave Case. Crave Case. By the way,
I'll never
that's
forget the first time I was in Vegas with Ticket. We went on an absolute, this was, oh my God, this was forever ago. We went on a fucking epic, like winning spree. And we went to White Castle of all places. And Ticket got into it with one of the employees of White Castle of he had the LeBron James Michael Jordan debate, like in the middle of the restaurant. But I remember like White Castle, it's just
That
whenever
was a
I see one,
different
I try to get it because we never see it.
that was a different ticket though. That was a different ticket.
Oh.
That was a different ticket. That
He was putting
was
back Cadillac margaritas with me by the bushel.
That's I see that kind of ticket. That's a scary ticket. That's
That's a
a
different
scary
guy.
ticket.
That's a guy
Ticket was
who
asking for the floaters too back then, you know?
ticket
Bum
will
floaters.
back then, Ticket would embrace debate. Like I would try and get out of a he wanted you to come in and debate him and come into his corner and step into the ring with him. And it was a no-win situation.
Remember the
Different
Paul George
guy.
one in New Mexico,
Couldn't let it go. Couldn't let it go.
Bob?
Yeah.
He made the statement that Luka Doncic was not an all-star.
Who did? Ticket?
Ticket,
Ticket
yeah.
did. But
No,
this was years ago. And then he
actually,
said Paul George was not a his Paul George take actually was true, but his Luka Doncic take was terrible.
I thought Teddy was the one saying that Luka was not an all-star. I thought Ticket was right in that.
No, he had two takes. I think if you called him, he would say it was one take where he said Luka Doncic was not an all-star, and then he said that Paul George was the most overrated player of all time, which he might be right on that.
Teddy
Oh yeah.
Ballgame?
No, yo, he was with Teddy, yeah.
The mistake that Paul George made was giving him the nickname of Playoff P. That was really, you can't be giving yourself the nickname of Playoff P. You can't
You
have
shouldn't
it.
really be giving yourself a nickname, period.
Correct.
A
You
nickname's
can't,
got to be given.
yes.
They can't
Yeah.
be, you can't just
Correct.
give
Correct.
yourself a nickname. By the
Correct.
way, Michael, 54 days until football season starts, NFL.
And six,
Oh
six,
my God, we're less than
about
2 months away, Bob.
6 weeks, 6 weeks from college. And I mean, I'm so ready for college this year, man. Bob, you played the new NCAA. I haven't played it yet. How is it compared to
Yeah.
last year?
Not
It's no
much,
big
not
difference.
much. No, really, the same thing. Yeah, not
Okay.
much different at all. But
Okay.
I'm excited for the Madden. I will say some of the Madden ratings. That's always fun when the Madden ratings come out because those used to like really mean something. Like Madden ratings used to be a big deal. They would ask players about it. They still do. I think they're taking a lot of shit for them. Like they had you used to have to like a 99 was almost impossible to
It
come
was
by.
reserved for like first ballot Hall of Fame players.
Correct. They now dish out
A lot of
99s like
99s.
it's
Yeah, it's crazy. You remember when they
Joe
gave out the first time they ever gave 100, they gave 100 to Devin
did
Hester. They gave 100 to Devin Hester's speech. What?
Did your voice just change? Was
Huh?
that Powerade thing? Joe's voice just changed.
No, I don't think so.
It might be that paleo diet, Bob. The paleo diet,
The
man.
guy
No.
hasn't had anything with seasoning on it for like 6 weeks. Well, by the way, it's really good. Like you could see cuts. He's shedding. The thing is, what
He's
Jet
thinning
would,
out. He's thinning out.
of
You see
course.
the before and after pics?
Yeah, he's sending me the before and
I
after.
saw. It looks good, man.
Jet, it does. It does. Jet said the other day we were getting ready to stream. He's like, you
He
know, the
was
problem.
shit talking me.
He's like, the problem with Cutsy doing this is he's like, everybody's got to hear about it now. He's like, you can't see Joe without a conversation. You can't go anywhere with him without him telling everybody that he is on the diet. I will say, Joe, I think that the mistakes that he made in prior was doing the big swole cuts thing. I think what you need to do now, and it's working, but is
I'm doing silence.
move in silence. You don't need to tell
I didn't
everybody.
put a single story up.
Well, you talked about it on every pod that we've been like,
Well, on the
Bob,
podcast we talk about it, but I'm not putting anything up on my Instagram. I'm not
Right.
showing a day by day. By the way, I could be showing every meal I'm having
This,
and
I
how
mean,
healthy I'm eating.
this is the thumbnail. This
Oh
is the
my God.
thumbnail
That's not my
for
doing, man. That's fucking
the
Jensen, dude.
pod.
You look
That's
great
what
in that. By
Jensen
the way,
did.
you look great in that
I'm
picture.
shaving
If I could look
boots.
like that, Michael, could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
Oh,
that
think
would, I
about.
honestly don't know if that would be good for you
I.
overall. I don't know if that would be good.
Well, think about the side side from all the way from Dash to Mar to that.
That,
Well,
yeah.
Bob has a Rolodex of what we call the wheel of shame photos.
No, it's not the wheel of
Yeah, he
shame. Yeah,
got it.
the
No,
wheel
he
of
got it.
shame. And so he
Yeah.
always said that if there was ever a time where I lost a bunch of weight, I
Correct.
told him he would have the green light to release the wheel of shame. There are some bruisers in there.
I
This guy
think.
just waits for any and every opportunity just to snag a pic of me sitting in an inopportune position where I look like my guts hanging out, and he just doesn't hold back, man.
All right,
But you
listen,
texted me saying you want the wheel. Like you asked me.
Oh,
I
the
didn't
wheel
even.
can go out as long as there's at some point within the wheel a before and after pic put
Sure.
out.
We're on our way.
I think that the number one bang job cutsy pick, in my opinion.
Well, I know what you're gonna say. Sorry to cut you off, but
Go ahead, go
it's
ahead.
the
There's a
it's the
lot.
it's the ice cream. It's the ice cream
No,
one.
oh, the
No.
Jesus
Oh.
taco waffle or whatever
No,
that
not
is.
Jesus taco. I think Jesus taco is beautiful, to be honest. I think
The
that's a
AI that he
music
did on
thing.
that
Cause
was
you
a real bang job.
think it's beautiful because you took it, Mikey.
That's
That's why
correct.
you think it's
Yeah.
beautiful.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
correct. The AI rendering was breath. It could leave you breathless, Bob. Anyway, there's a picture of Joe in the old Joey Cold Cuts t-shirt.
Oh, the
Remember
emo
that one in
one?
like a
Oh,
backyard or whatever? That is the biggest bang job.
oh.
Emo cuts.
Yeah, emo
Emo
cuts
cuts.
is one of the worst. This
That
guy
is.
just he is just
Bob's
diabolical
looking
with
for it.
his
He's such
offer.
a scumbag.
Oh yeah, he is. He probably got it saved somewhere.
I mean,
I bet if you go under
that
the
is the
folder, you
worst.
know.
You got it. You got it. I
No, you
probably
know what
said.
I think is the big bang job picture, low key.
Go
Yeah, I'm not gonna do the wheel, but this one is terrible.
That's not because you don't know who that is, though, really.
Oh, you do.
Well, you do because Bob's telling you, but if you didn't know, you know
I can recognize that gut anywhere.
what I mean? He
That
doesn't.
thing's like the Goodyear blimp, dude.
Yeah.
Some guy DM'd me the other day. He goes, you know, if you think that that absolute alabaster fucking gut you got is going down, you got
Guys
something other going on. And you know
is just
what?
ruthless, man.
By the way, I put out a thing the other day about my handicap, and I was actually like trashing myself about the fact that I'm an 8 handicap. I have never in my life gotten more people messaging me, telling me I'm a liar. Dude, like people get, if you want to enrage people, Bob, just put up something about your handicap. I've never seen people lose their minds to the extent that I've seen. Oh, that's an elite shirt, by the way.
Great shirt. That's one of the OG.
Look at that double chin, dude. I look like I haven't slept in weeks.
Bro, you
What?
literally look like you were strung
Bro,
out for days
but
now.
you
That was
were
in
never.
Arizona.
Yeah, he never used to sleep. He never, Mikey, he never used this guy. Even till this day, even though
Work
Joe
doesn't
sleeps
sleep.
better now. You can text Joe at 3:30 in the morning. He responds. I've never not messaged him in the middle of the night, and he responds right
Well, I'll get
away.
up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I'll check my text and I'll
He
respond.
pees a lot. He gets up to pee a lot at night,
Do
which
you
is a
pee a
little
lot?
alarming. It's a little alarming at this age,
Do
Joe. I
you
gotta be
No, I
honest.
normally have a midnight, like a mid, like within the middle of the night, I have to take a shit. Like that's a normal for me.
And
Like I have to get up.
you take the phone with you?
I normally leave the phone in the bathroom so it's like charging in the bathroom away from me because otherwise I'll just keep looking at it right up until I go to sleep and Nicole does something like that. And then the thing is, I feed the dog normally around 4 in the morning. So I'm used to getting up early to feed him. So I'll go to the bathroom, then I'll wake up, I'll feed him and go back to sleep. So
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
but
All right. Fair enough.
that emo pick, man, that's a
That's a
tough
tough
one,
one.
man. Okay, Brilliantly Dumb Show faithful, are you aware of what's going on with Bitcoin? Are you invested in Bitcoin? Prices skyrocketing, only getting bigger, only getting better. And that's where our friends and sponsors of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show the Bitcoin credit card by Gemini come into play. That's right. Today's sponsor, the Bitcoin credit card by Gemini, gives you instant Bitcoin rewards with every purchase. And listen, it's especially tailored right now to the guys and gals out there who like to get out on the links, on the golf courses, like myself, like Joe, like Bob, well, a little bit more like Joe and Bob. But we all know when we get out on the course, we're spending a ton of money, whether it's on rides to the golf course, whether it's on greens fees, whether it's on food, it doesn't matter. We're spending a lot of money out there. And this is the crazy offer that Gemini and the Bitcoin credit card have for us. This summer, Gemini is giving 10% back in Bitcoin on all golf course purchases up to $250 a month until September 30th. Plus, you get 4% back on transportation, 3% back on dining, 2% back on groceries, 1% back on everything else. That's right. All that money that you're spending at the golf course, invest it and get something back with the Bitcoin credit card by Gemini. There is no annual fee. See rates and fees in the description for more information. To sign up for the Bitcoin credit card, head to Gemini.com/BDS and get $200 in Bitcoin when you spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Click the link or go to Gemini.com/BDS to apply and start earning instantly.
Let's talk about the controversy last week with the caramelized onions. Now,
you guys
here's
are getting roasted.
Well, here's
some
the
would
deal.
Say grilled. Some would say grilled.
So with the top five, I will say there was a lot of people that were on our side, Mikey. The majority were on Joe's side of the caramelized. There was a lot of people that came to – it caused a crazy debate because usually with the fans, it's like them all against us. Fans were going at each other about the onions.
Yes.
The majority did take Joe's side.
I'd say 70% were on my side.
I think that's fair.
Maybe even more, Michael. I'm saying there was a lot of support. And by the way,
I'd say 65-35 on Joe's side.
I think that's a good number.
I would say the biggest frustration that I had is that Bob was allowed to have every and any cheese under the sun. But God forbid that there was a different onion. And my whole thing when we started was the difference was between raw and cooked. And so the fact that it was like such a huge thing that I couldn't get caramelized and grilled onions together.
But Joe, in my defense, I did ask prior. I said, how do you
We specifically addressed onions versus cheese at the beginning, though.
Correct. I asked.
I know. But I said cooked as per uncooked. I never said... Like I think that the fact that the caramelized was such a huge issue was I think it was a little bit overplayed. And by the way, it dearly cost me. Not that the banana peppers with the last slot would have fucked me anyways. I was screwed. I mean, there was no other option.
The thing was, Joe was I haven't seen Joe like actually pissed like that. Like he looked it was kind of awkward at the end. And when he said the banana peppers, I was trying so hard not to laugh. And then Mikey just goes, oh, the banana pepper.
That's yeah, I took mac and cheese. I mean, there was literally nothing left at that point.
I really dropped the ball because I actually had a couple people who said if you had taken, and I had mentioned them when we were done. I said chili and coleslaw. And people were saying if
chili,
you had
I thought
chili
about,
or coleslaw,
yeah.
That would have won the
list. Did Bob win again?
Yeah, he did.
Sure did. You knew
Bob, it was close. It was close. It was close.
It was quite a bow. I mean, it was a battle.
I need the ones that I don't win, Mikey. I need you to win those so that Bob doesn't grow this lead.
Not with mac and cheese.
Yeah,
mac
yeah but listen, if you look at the tracker and shout out to the Only Dumb Show tracker, he does.
He's
God's
great.
Work.
He's
he does
great.
God's work. I have the most second place finishes.
Oh,
which is
no the same, Mikey.
Which is the first loser.
If you ain't first, you're last.
What are we doing? Mikey, there's three.
Second place out of three. It's not like you're in a top 10 event.
Mikey, that's like Joe saying that he's finished second in the Aloha. You know?
No.
Oh, no, there's four in that, Bob. There's not even.
A fourth just got added. It used to be three, D.
He's saying like I have to win the ones that he doesn't win, but I mean like it's just like he second place is just it's what it
I
is.
I was almost tied with Bob, and I think he's got a three streak win lead now over me. So I got to get back on the saddle. That's just not. Okay. But yeah.
By the way, I'm going full hand up. I said it to myself before the show started. Schefter's ready to come on the show. There's no reason I shouldn't have hit him up to do this top five that we have coming up
I
to do a
know.
Schefter. Got to be better. It's a full
And by the
hand
way,
up.
the longer you wait with football season coming soon,
Yeah,
he's going to be
no, you're 100.
completely gone.
I know. Before we started, I said, "What? Like, why? Promise Dana.
Dana
Haven't had
White.
Dana. I look. I'm going hand up.
Well, you're at least trying to bring someone. We're kind of just sitting here for the ride. I mean, we're not doing much.
I haven't brought a damn person. Not one damn person. I
Who
used to
was the
think
last person we had on? Ryan
Ryan
Clark?
Clark. Yeah.
Ryan
That
Clark.
was ages ago.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty enjoyable. Then we saw him at UFC with his son that goes to Notre Dame.
Talk about bad takes. That king cake one was pretty tough.
The lemon, was it the
I
lemon?
promised
King cake.
to mail me one of those cakes. Never got one.
Yeah. Never got one. I tell you, dude. He is in, that guy is in the hot seat every single week. He is in the hot seat. It just doesn't
He
end.
loves some hot takes, man. He loves some hot
Hot
takes.
takes and king cakes.
If
I ever have him on, maybe that's what we'll call that episode.
Yeah,
Oh,
we were
man.
trying. Mike, are you going to have Ohio State players on the Ohio State pod?
I don't know because so that whole thing that I'm doing is actually it's like I'm doing with a bunch of like the triple option and like it's not just the OSU pod. It's like and you saw I did the one with Jerry Farrar from
Yeah.
Entourage. So it's like they have this one company owns all these podcasts. It's under one
Gotcha.
umbrella and they're just like we want you to do this show this week, this show that week. So it's like whatever they tell me is what I do.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, they actually Jerry's show just had Jerry, a dear friend of the show, just had the Savannah Bananas guy on, and me and Jet were doing a live stream,
I gotta
and
say.
if you mention the Savannah Bananas around Jet,
Oh,
it's a
man.
big hot button for him. Like he will go. And I knew once this event, like a
Let me
commenter
guess,
brought it
he
up.
despises and hates them.
Yo, he doesn't get it. So we streamed us watching the 60 minutes on the Savannah Bananas. Now, what I will say, they sell out. It's for those who don't know, the Savannah Bananas, it's like a Harlem Globetrotters of
Of
baseball,
baseball.
is
That's
what
the
I say.
perfect analogy. That's the
They're
perfect
on like
analogy.
stilts and shit,
They
no?
are selling out Fenway. They are selling out stadiums. Like it is a thing. And some of the shit they do, it's pretty impressive. Tip of the cap for being able to sell out. What Jed did say, which I will agree, the owner thinks is feeling himself too much, like his shit don't stink. He did a 60 minutes interview. He is oozing with arrogance. I give him a lot of credit for doing what he does, but you could tell he's really feeling himself. So credit to them, but Jed went on a rampage on the
He
Savannah
always
Bananas.
does.
He does. He's an angry individual.
I was gonna say it's amazing. Like he's just so mad at everything. It feels like he's just mad at everything.
Yo,
But he's
I
always
some
mad
people
at
live that
something,
way.
dude. He's
Some people live
always
that way.
something with that guy.
I
He's
was
always
kind of
upset or pissed off at
wanted
someone.
him to be happy,
I
man.
play golf with him all the time, and the last time I played golf with him, I almost got a little bit annoyed because it's like he was, it's like I had dragged him out. It's like sometimes it's like you take your kid and you're forcing him to come. He was like angry for having to
When was
golf with me.
this?
We played a couple weeks ago, and it's like he was angry that he was at, like he agreed to come out and he like was pissed off. You catch him on a bad day, it's tough.
When
Tough
is it not a
set.
bad day, Bob? That's what I'm trying to find
Oh,
out.
it's like
Yeah. 80
yeah.
20. Like it's that's I want Jet to be happy. He deserves happiness. He's got to end up in what's the town he wants to move to?
Wickenburg.
Oh, he wanted Wickenburg Ranch.
Wickenburg Ranch.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we
Well,
got to
he
get Jet to
says
Wickenburg ASAP, man. We just got to.
the way he thinks is gonna go is one day Bob does sports sells or something, and that he thinks he just takes his money and then he vanishes from Earth.
Yeah,
And
you never see him again.
it's not gonna work like that. It's just
Would you let
not.
him go though, Bob? You know what I mean? Would you let him be like, if he was really like Bob, I just this is it for me. I'm done.
Yeah, it would be such a bad
He would
loss.
never
We
do
couldn't afford it.
that.
I don't think he would do it, but we couldn't afford a Jet loss. I would honestly say about anybody with Bob Sports, I'm not just saying the same thing with the Burnley Dumb Show. It's the same thing. I don't think you can take a single piece out without really hurting. Like us three, who do you take out and then the show keep going on? You know what I mean? Like, you
You take
can't.
me out, Bob.
Not at this point.
No, you
No,
can't. And you
Joseph,
know you
you're out of
can't.
your
You
mind.
can't. I would say, if
He knows
anything,
that's total bullshit, Bob. He knows he that's total bullshit.
he
He knows.
knows
There's a
damn
point where I
well.
could be a bit too much.
But Joe, that you get the people talking. You stir the pot. You, I would say, if anything, you could take me out for the best chance to survive.
The podcast is
I know, but I'm just
literally
saying,
your
as far
face.
as like the takes and
Yeah. You
like the
imagine it was just
fucking.
me and Mikey doing the pod, and Bob's face was still the pod, like I
image.
would be kind of funny, honestly.
But at least if you guys came on, you guys would like really butt heads still too.
Oh, we'd
Like,
kill each other. We'd be
yeah,
done in three
I still
weeks.
think it'll be entertaining. I do.
We're three-headed horsemen. That's what we are. Remember that, Michael, the horseman?
Yeah, I do remember the Horseman chat. I
Yeah.
do. R.I.P. the Horseman
No
chat.
one's
Because
stopping.
Perez is off the map, bro. He's off the grid.
Oh my God. I don't know where this fucking guy is
The guy
anymore,
lives in
man.
Montauk now. I have no idea what goes on, man.
He texted me. He texted me yesterday. He just sent me a picture of him on Montauk, and I was like, I said, anywhere but home, the Nicholas Leland Stubby story. And he texted me back. He goes, "Home is where the heart is, Bob." I was like, dude. I was like, NSFB, please go home, bro. Like, you gotta go
Oh
home.
my God, he's gonna wear himself out, dude.
I
He's
don't know,
gonna.
but that's the thing. I don't think he's not slowing down anytime soon.
If anything, he's speeding up.
I know, but
Oh
dude,
my God.
he did you see the picture he posted yesterday? He's in a nightclub with a guy dressed as Mr. Krabs, as the
Yeah.
Krusty. And I'm
Yeah.
looking, I'm like, dude, this guy is still fucking going. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now we got a trip tomorrow. We'll be on the road for 5 more days playing golf nonstop. Like it's just like it's fucking
It's
wild.
he like he there is no break. Like he
He
just
doesn't stop. He's at like, you'll see like a pro-am post like a video of him like there, and like he is all over. And then, when we see him on the Bob Does Sports trips, you catch up with all the shit that he's been, the stuff that then you play catch up with him. But yeah, he texted me, "Home is where the heart is, Bob." I started cracking up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, no matter what it is, whether it's baseball season in full swing, football season coming up, make sure if you want to get tickets to see a live event, you are using the fine folks over at SeatGeek. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketed app. Look for the green dot on the SeatGeek app to ensure you're getting a great deal. Red dot, not so good. SeatGeek is always going to be honest and transparent and has you covered. And right now, we came through for you guys. You can use code DUMB10, that's DUMB 1010, for 10% off your next set of tickets. New or returning customers, that's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10, DUMB10. SeatGeek, thanks for being a sponsor here of the Brilliant Dumb Show. So we'll see FP soon. Looking forward to seeing him. But also, from the Fantasy Football League, he's got a pancake challenge that he's
Oh
going to
my
have to.
God, yeah. Do you think
Yeah.
he's gonna skip out on that?
And you know, Dickie Gass is not one to bow down from people fulfilling their
Oh.
obligations.
We
You know
have
he's
two
gonna.
things that need to go down. We got Jet needs to eat that fucking chip, and
Yeah.
we have Perez needs to do the pancake challenge.
Yeah.
And both have got to go down. And we're like we said, we're starting to count down
No,
towards
you have to
football season.
uphold the law here. You have to be like
I
the.
told him the other day, he's like, I'm not fucking doing it. I'm like, dude, you lost a bet. Fair and square, you got to do it. And I want him
That's
to
right.
do it on the Brilliantly Dumb Show because
Okay.
I think I did mine on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I think it, by the way, Jet does not eat spicy food. I don't know how he's gonna, I have no idea how he's gonna handle that.
I tell you what, he's not going to handle it as well as you, I don't think, because yours was
Oh,
absurd.
he handled it. Joe handled it the best. I mean,
Was
Joe,
bizarre, actually.
not a real human being. Not a
No.
real human being. I have a time we were playing golf one time, Mikey, and he just goes, "Something just hit me." Like a Forrest Gump style. He's like, "I just got hit." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "I just got hit." I was like, "By what?" He's like, "A golf ball, Bob." I was like, "What are you talking about?" He rolls up his pant leg. He's got a welt. I mean, the size of this fucking welt. This thing
Right in
would
the
have
shin,
taken me
right?
down. Well, no,
Oh.
it was more in like the
Oh, the thigh. The
it was
thigh,
the
that's right.
thigh, and he had this
There was
big hole.
some guy had a golf ball went flying and hit me in the leg.
The fleshy part of the
Let's
thigh.
ask Chad if he's gonna do the chip, because he does.
Oh, he's gonna go on a tangent here. Get ready.
Ask him too why he's so angry.
Oh, he's gonna get pissed. He's
That's
probably
really
still
not the
asleep.
question, though. He's been running hot, dude.
I know.
Yeah, I'm sure on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
No, I that's my least favorite show. You bring me on every week and fucking off.
Are you gonna do the
Yeah.
chip challenge or not?
Yes, I'm gonna do the chip challenge.
And are you gonna
People are
do it
talking.
show or stream?
No, I think I'm gonna do it on the
He
stream.
doesn't want to support that. He doesn't want to promote.
Yeah, he doesn't want to help out the
Yeah.
fucking Brilliant Dumb Show.
Why don't you want to do it on the Brilliantly Dumb Show?
Well, because I'm not on that show.
But you took yourself away from the show.
Why doesn't Jimmy Kimmel perform on Jimmy Fallon? Because he's not on the show.
This guy's making it sound like, are you kidding me, Jet? First and foremost, he shied away from this thing like nobody I've ever seen before. He's pretended it doesn't exist. I called him on it the other day and he went on an absolute rage bait. Is that not right, Jet?
I mean, what I didn't go on a rage bait. You were very amped up about me doing the chip, which I'm gonna do, but all I did was point out that you're not exactly the king of doing what you say either. That was it. I plan on doing the
Oh, I
chip.
did it the following week, Jet.
I understand, but it was the much I understand. I'm gonna do the chip. I'm not on the Brilliantly Dumb Show every week, all right? So I'll do the fucking chip on a stream upcoming.
He said,
This
"Why
guy
is Jimmy
is
Fallon not performing on Jimmy Kimmel?"
he's out of his fucking mind,
And yeah, it's
man.
another thing. Why are you so angry? Sometimes I take you out to golf, and it feels like I'm like forcing my child to be there. Like you're so angry.
That's just who I'm not angry. It's just who I am. You just expect people to be smiling all the time. Like I can still be enjoying myself if I'm not fucking like singing and dancing. Like
That's, see, but
you
that's
don't
not
like you're
true.
just a
Yeah,
yes, it
but
is. You're just a big talk. Like you love talking and you love all this stuff. I just want to be out there and play and sit in the golf cart and hit my shot
love
and
silence.
about. Yeah, he loves like yo. He can sit in a car ride for 2 hours and not say a word. I can't do that.
Him and FP
But
could
what's
go
wrong?
for a
Okay, but
car
that
ride for
doesn't mean
five
that it's
hours without speaking
awful.
a word.
That doesn't mean it's awful, though. That's just how I operate. I don't, the less the better.
Awkward silence is the worst thing in the
Did
world, as far
Baradon
as I'm
quit the
concerned.
show or he's still on? I don't hear him. No, this
He always
guy,
takes shots at
hey
Mikey.
Mikey, that's not fair, man. That's not fair.
No,
I mean, he said,
no.
come on. I mean, he's
Poor guy.
unwarranted
I
shots.
didn't want to, Jet, I was
Shots.
letting you go. I didn't want to interrupt anything you were saying. I was letting you defend yourself
The
and
guy's
talk
just
a little
minding
bit.
his
And,
own
I was
business.
just listening. I was
Okay,
just
but I'm
consuming.
it's not a bad thing. I was just wanting to know if Mikey was there because usually I hear him. He joins in on this. I don't know if he was
Maybe
on
Mike,
today.
maybe Mikey doesn't like
I
talking.
was pondering a question that I'd like to ask, Jet. If like you had to put a percentage number on like if you said like I hate and without knowing like the personalities and without really knowing, but like how much of a percentile of society would you say that you just hate right off the bat, regardless of interaction? Like 60% of people, 70% of people?
Oh,
I know he's hating me off the
yeah.
start.
No, the answer is yeah, like 70, 80, but I hate is
Okay.
not the right word. It's just indifference is the word. I'm not gonna say I hate every. I know it's been turned into that, and that's what people say it is, but it's just pure. I just don't care.
And
It's got nothing to do with hate.
what's your thoughts on the Savannah Bananas?
Oh, that's
Mean,
hate.
you want to talk about a fucking franchise that's building from the ground up? The bananas.
You know who my dad had a thing against that he found him to be a little bit too arrogant? He said Ben Shelton, the tennis player, was really bothering him. I'm like,
Oh,
Dad,
this
I didn't
great
see
kid.
I didn't see a damn thing. Apparently he like did the phone thing where he like hung up the phone to Djokovic. He like
Oh
taunted
boy.
him. So that was his gripe of the week.
You know what it fascinates me, and this has nothing to do with anything now that you mention it, as long as now I'm on the show for good, so just start sending me checks. But he said, not him, the thing with tennis is that there's three good players all the time and they just split winning like all the
That's
majors.
true.
And now that all those guys retired, Federer, Djokovic, and
Wow.
Djokovic's not retired, but Federer, Djokovic, and Nadal, they just shifted in three new guys. Now it's Alcaraz, Sinner, and like one other, and they split all the rings. It makes no. How are three guys so much better than every other tennis player in the world?
He's got a point. Maybe more so like when the Warriors and the Cavs, like you knew they were going to meet every
Yeah.
time in the finals. Even tennis, more so. You just know it's going to be Federer and Nadal. He's got a point. Severe lack of parity in tennis.
Yeah, but it's strange because it's been like that for 30 years now. I guess you can just the tennis, like the difference between good and great is like so much. I don't know.
All right, Jet.
Okay, bye.
Well, let us know what the play of the day is.
Yeah.
We'll
Bro,
fade it.
Joe, what was the guy recently that he had to win, and then
Adam
he
Scott, then he, no, he, Grillo, he put
Oh.
in, oh my God, it was terrible. But you know, the guy could use some anger management, or maybe even better, some better help. And you know what? What better way to help
That's
that
good
young man
time. That's
than
good
with
time.
better help? And you know what? This podcast is, in fact, sponsored and brought to you by BetterHelp. And you know what? BetterHelp's got they got your back. And you know what? We might need them to help Jet out. So if you benefit from therapy, we want to hear about your experience. We want Jet to have the opportunity to use it as well. Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. To battle stress, most of us can't wave goodbye to work. We can't start small with a focus of wellness. A holiday is great, but it isn't a long-term solution to stress. That's why Jet goes good and then he comes right back bad. Don't forget, therapy can help you navigate whatever challenges the workday or any day might bring. All right. So, as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. Help yourself and use BetterHelp. By the way, not a word of a lie. I've had it one or two people actually DM me and actually say that the BetterHelp thing has actually been very
That's
helpful for
great.
them.
That's
So
great.
that always, if you get even a couple people who are using that, to me, that's not just an ad. That's providing an opportunity. That's preventing, someone with a way to help themselves. So we love to hear that.
Tell you who I've been chatting with. I'd be curious for you guys to try it. Could you see me try that carnivore snacks? It's like a
Yeah, it looks
ribeye.
good.
Bro, it's but so many people said, "Oh my God, Robbie, that looks disgusting." Like
Looks
But I
good.
think it's great. It's like real steak.
Is
It's
that
not.
Rogan approved?
Yeah, Rogan was pumping it. He was. He makes it, dude. He makes some of these things look really good. Not though, like, be the
Every time he
classic. Like,
cooks, he makes elk look wonderful. Every time he cooks
easily.
elk, he makes it look so good. And I've had elk before, and I don't know, maybe he prepares it better. I thought it was just okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was just okay. But but it didn't look as good as the way he made it. So maybe he's getting, I'm
He
sure he's
lights
getting
up,
proper
dude.
grade
He's
stuff.
got like trigger words. Like if you say the word elk, Traeger, carnival, like there's a lot of things you can say that trigger. I think I could hold my own on the pod. I really do. I think he's got nothing to talk to me about, but I think I
Yeah,
could go in there and hold my own.
I think so.
All right. Let's keep it moving on forward there, fellas. Let's head on into the next segment. The next segment that we're going to head on to is two, our buy or sell. What did we see that we liked? What did we see that we not liked? And I'm going to start over with the D man.
I'm going to sell this week, and this is tough for me because I've had this guy's back for a long time, and I think he's one of the greatest to ever do it. And I've tried to, like, just take his side from time to time when it's been tough, but I'm over this guy. LeBron James is absolutely out of control, dude. Have you seen now that because he took that option of the $56 million whatever option on his contract next year, they haven't offered him a contract extension. Now they're His agent has thrown into the ring a possibility of him getting traded to a potential, championship winning team. This guy just, he loves to be in the spotlight. He really does. And I'm not taking away the fact that he is truly one of the greatest to ever play the game. And probably after Michael Jordan, the second best, basketball player of all time. Some people will make the argument he's better than Jordan. I disagree. But as he's gotten older, man, he just loves to be in the spotlight, in the drama, whether it's political, whether it's this, whether it's that. And you just can't just go and just play basketball. It's really become a whole thing where he loves everybody to talk about him and to be the guy. And I'm kind of just over it. I'm like, dude, you're 40 something years old now.
just like it's over, man. Like, it's not over his career, but like, just fucking be gracious. You've made a zillion dollars. Like, do you guys agree or disagree? I feel like he's just getting worse as time goes on.
I think he's just at a point where he's been doing whatever he wants. He's been, I mean,
He
that's
runs a team.
been for years. He runs a team. He just does whatever he wants. I just stop paying attention to it.
But it's like
I'm indifferent to his antics at this point. Like, I
there's a
just don't care. I just
I
don't
feel
care.
like there's a different level of just the way that he can act according to a different level of rules than everybody else in the league, and everybody just allows him to do it. I just think it's a bit obnoxious. I'm gonna sell him, and maybe some people have an issue with it, but I don't know, man.
Yeah,
Let's take it away from his.
he's a remarkable story in that, when Jordan went to North Carolina, nobody really expected Jordan to become Jordan. LeBron in high school was such a phenom, and for somebody like that to be pumped from the time you're 16 years old, 15 years old, and you're already being labeled as the next Michael
Yeah.
Jordan, and you actually come in and you come close, and like Joe said, some people would argue that you're better. You're actually better. It's so impossible of a story, really, that it's like I just feel like he's got a little bit of a different attitude about it because he's been crowned since he was in high school as the king, King James, like literally, and that came to fruition. He checked all the boxes. Now people will argue, well, playoff performances, and listen, I'm a Jordan over LeBron guy 10 times out of 10, but at the same time, like, he did fulfill what was an impossible, like it felt like an impossible height for him to climb, and he
When
did. And
I
he
do
just
the
acts accordingly. He just
Warriors.
doesn't give a he doesn't care. And I just don't pay
Yeah.
attention to it, though. I just don't find him particularly interesting. I
Yeah,
just think he's like,
I do agree with Joe, though. He does love the spotlight and he'll do
oh, no
like a
question.
lot of
No
things for
question.
like there are some questionable things he does, like for clout. Like I think the funniest, there's always memes of it, but like when he's reading the book, like The
Yeah,
Godfather in
it's
the
on the
locker
first
room,
page.
and he's
No, it
on
was
the first.
Malcolm X. It's on the first page every time.
There's some things that he does that yes, I get
No, but the
people like
Godfather quote, what Bob's talking about, when the reporter
oh,
asked him to give his favorite quote, and he's like, you just pick one. I like all of them. Interesting.
He's had some questionable, but then there's that side where I do agree with you, Mikey. And yes, once he won with the Cavs, that like put to rest like he can do like he did it. He
Oh, I
did
was the
everything.
biggest fan when he did that. When he beat Durant and the Warriors and came back and from 3-1 down and did that. No one was a bigger fan than LeBron than I was. But I just feel like now as time's gone on, it's just like it's kind
Saw
of
him
getting played out,
step into the golf world. It was hysterical just like seeing him
Yeah,
in the
he
golf
looked
outfit, just
unathletic
so
with that
big.
swing.
Golf's fucking hard, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Golf humbles
Yeah, it is.
anybody. It
For a
does.
bigger
It does.
guy too, it makes me realize, like, if you're taller, like, and Michael, you could probably relate to this, like, as a bigger guy to swing and get down, like, that's not an easy, There's
dude.
nothing natural. There's nothing natural about swinging a golf club for me at all.
My
Like, no
Mikey.
natural.
I don't mean this as a diss at all. I'm just saying when Mikey stands over the club, it does. He looks uncomfortable, like because of how tall he is. People could probably say the same thing about my swing. I swing like an old man, but he does. When Mikey, when you stand over the, I don't know if it's getting different clubs or he does. He looks uncomfortable. LeBron's kind of the same way. He's so tall, but it makes anybody, the best athletes in the world, they stand over a golf ball and swing and look like they're not an athlete. It's
That's why the only thing I'm really comfortable doing, and it's so obvious if you play with me, is like I'll putt because there's no requirement to do any kind. It's like it's just about like lines and like that's something that I just found, like lining things up and seeing like spots where it would break left, right. Like I feel like I have that ability to do that, but just everything else is just a total fucking mess.
trying to think
Everything.
of who like big golfer like I think Ernie Els was a really big guy like
Some tall guys. Vijay Singh was pretty tall
yeah
too. But
well
I think it's like bigger, like a lot of these guys, like, Nick Faldo, big guy now.
yeah, is he
But a lot of
really?
these tall guys, you're like 6'3", 6'4", but they're built like string beans. So they're
Yeah,
like lanky and just very small. They're not like big, like muscular guys. You know what I mean? So I feel like their elasticity, if that makes sense, like their, the flexibility that they have is hiding. I don't know. It looks
Yo,
tough.
What was the word I botched everybody was saying in the comments where
Oh
I,
my God.
what did I say?
Oh my
I was
God.
surprised seeing it because I know what the right term is. I didn't remember saying it wrong.
Last week?
Something with silence or selective hearing.
You called a corrective hearing.
I don't, did I really?
And I caught the tail end of it, but honestly, I'm just like, just whatever.
I don't, I know selective hearing. I don't know why I would have said corrective hearing.
Collective, you said collective hearing.
Collective, yeah.
Collective hearing.
Man, we're talking about
I mean, that's
Joe's
pretty good.
dog, right? I said collective
Something like
hearing.
that, but yeah, you said he had collective hearing.
Stuff.
To be honest, I wouldn't have caught it because I get all my words and phrases
That's
mixed up
correct.
anyways,
That's correct.
so.
Yeah, but the crazy thing with Joe is then he'll pull something that is real, that's true, that you've never heard in your life. So it's he keep you it's hard because he either says something that's not remotely close or he'll have a pull that you have no idea where it came from, and he's
Correct.
right. All right. I'll do a quick buy. I don't know if it's called American Century or the Lake Tahoe tournament.
Yeah.
Watching that, like watching Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, like watching these guys golf is amazing.
Well,
I
even
honestly,
our guys now, Bob, Caruso, Gaethje is in it. Like
oh
seeing
yeah,
those guys in it's
to
fun.
see these
Gaethje's a
athletes
stick.
golfing, he is a to watch these guys is I just think it's fucking awesome. I really do because it's you know it's a lot of it's very relatable. You have these fans, you have you know there's a lot of guys who are really good out there, but then you can also bet on it. Like Charles Barkley was like plus 75,000. He holed out. To watch these guys go out and golf, I think it's more entertaining than like a regular like the
Yeah.
Travelers Championship. Like I just think it's awesome. I think the tournament's awesome. We've been there for one. It is a party. It's one of the most fun things to do. You know what I saw when we went to Lake Tahoe more than any other time, and there was a thing with Rogers going at it with one of the guys, the autograph seekers, those guys
Oh,
who
yeah.
try and make a buck off it. When you get off in the Lake Tahoe airport or wherever it is where you got to connect them through, wherever you get into in Lake Tahoe, they're
Reno, I think
lined.
it is.
Yeah, they're lined up. They are lined up and then they're there for it because it's pretty crazy all the people that are in it. But yeah, you see that there. I saw Rogers get into it with that
Yeah, he
autograph
buried that
seeker.
guy too. He
I
like
know.
the guy was like starting to go down the stats road, and I was like in the back of my mind thinking about the interaction I had with him at UFC, and I'm like, this guy doesn't forget anything. He remembers stats. Every detail from every game. He's a
He
savant,
has a photographic
football
memory.
savant. He remembered like the guy, and he remembered like he just remembers. He remembers everything. His memory is insane.
So
It's crazy.
he probably remembers you calling Mercedes Lewis, Mike
Mike
Williams.
and
Yeah.
Mike Williams. Yeah, he
Like
doesn't forget that
Clemson.
one.
Yeah.
Clemson Mike.
Stuff, man.
I
Is
will say though, Bob, that the first time when I ever went there with Josh. The autograph seekers are out of control, dude. There's so many people asking for autographs, and Josh would sign all the kids, every single one of their autographs. But some of the guys, like one guy wanted it, he had it was so clearly like a card, and Josh doesn't sign the cards because he knows people just go and sell them. So he's like, I'm not signing cards. And the guy goes, how does it feel knowing that Patrick Mahomes is better than you? Like they can just be
It's
such
brutal.
assholes when they
Yeah,
don't.
dude.
It's just like.
I mean, Josh Allen should just say it feels pretty good considering all things considered.
Josh didn't. He just laughed. He's like, are we really doing this? You know,
He
like
said that.
he said something of the sort, like, he's like, all right, man, we really doing this or something. But he was like so gracious about it. He
Dude.
was such a good sport, but the guy was being a total dickhead.
Josh Allen makes me want to be a better human being. Like he is the greatest, I think, classiest, like
Oh,
human
he's a.
being of all time. He makes you want to be better. He's just he is amazing. But yeah, those guys are just brutal. And then they'll use their kids. They'll send their kids out. It's just terrible. All right. Let's keep it moving here. Right
Michael.
after the collective hearing conversation, let's get on over into Ask Bob. Couple tough appearances.
Mikey didn't do his by herself,
My apologies. My apologies.
Bob.
My apologies. Go ahead.
This guy's chopped liver today, man.
Jet thought I quit the show. Bob's not giving me a buy or sell.
That was an honest mistake. The jet shot was crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm so used to it at this point. It's funny now. this is going to be one of the crazier buys of all time. It's not really buying anything like it's great. I think it's just I'm buying what I believe to be a fact. And I think it's a weird fact, but the older I get, I think that this is crazy. I think farts are genetic. Okay. And what I'm saying that is like, I think that the smell of a fart is passed down through DNA. I think that farts are a genetic thing. Like, I feel like the brand of a fart is a genetic thing. I know that's nuts, man, but I farted.
I don't disagree.
And all I could think about was like, it reminded me of my grandfather because it smelled exactly like his fart would smell. So I do think, I honestly think that farts are a genetic, like they get passed down.
That means that Mike Berger's got some swampy sewage farts.
It may not come from him though. It could skip a generation.
The worst farts I've ever smelled in my life, dude. It's like fucking sewage. Dude.
I think it could skip generations though, because
again, I don't know. I'm like my old man. My old man lets out rippers, bangers, dude. Like, he'll be like, my dad likes to lie on the. He's gonna watch this. He watches all the Brilliant Dumb Show. I remember that clip. I said he'll lie on the living room floor on the carpet, and all of a sudden you'll just hear a. And like the floor will vibrate, dude. But half the time they don't even stink. They're just so loud. They sound like bombs, dude. And I do the same.
Yeah. I just think that they're I really just think that it could get passed down. I just think like there's familiarity there. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm just saying.
A good fart, especially in a setting where you're not supposed to fart. Those are the greatest. Oh, like, man. You know, if you're sitting around with the guys and you let that fart, that's one thing. But the ones where you're not supposed to fart. Yeah.
The best.
I love farts, man.
I think Bob and my dad are the two people I've met in my life who love farts more than anyone I've ever. I got for my dad's birthday one year, I got him a card that was all about just different styles of farts. And he was just... He liked the card more than his birthday gift. He couldn't stop walking.
Dudes and farts, like when the apocalypse happened, like dudes and farts will walk arm in arm into the apocalypse when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just be like, guys and farts is just, you're tied at the hip forever. But again, I really think that genetically it's passed on, like the scent of a fart is a genetic disposition.
Is Dom's farts like yours?
Huh?
Are Dom's farts similar to yours?
G-Baby's got some hammers.
G-Baby packs a punch in the house, man. G-Baby's the worst farter in the house, by far. And one day she'll see this. I hope she doesn't. And when she's older, I'm going to embarrass her.
Oh, yeah. That'll be terrible.
It's just the facts. It's just the facts.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, we used to voice note our farts. We haven't done that in a while.
You know who does that?
Yeah, we haven't. Somebody mentioned. Yeah, Holly mentioned that at dinner last night. Actually,
did she really?
Did, because someone, her sister was talking with somebody, and they sent a voice note, and her sister's like, "Why do people send voice notes?" And Holly's like, "Oh, please, Mike and Bob send each other voice notes all the time."
But you'll play them sometimes when you're around her, and I don't know that you're around. Yeah. Do
those things. I mean, listen, everyone does it. If you got to let a rip out, you let it out. But I mean, there's no shame in anyone's game at this point. There shouldn't be. All right.
Sorry about that then, Michael.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get on into Ask Bob. Let's start off with Mikey, and then because I think Joe started it last time, so let's start with Mikey.
Cue the music.
Cue the music.
We really have focused so much on. I feel like we've asked president questions a lot, but I do have another president question.
Come on.
Oh man,
Bob, I would like you to tell me what presidents reside on the $20 bill and the $50 bill.
$20 bill's Andrew Jackson.
Oh.
50 is a problem, man. I haven't seen a $50 bill in a while.
I was going to say.
He only deals with hundreds, Michael.
Oh, see, that's not. He knew Andrew Jackson right off the bat, and I bet you he could give me the five, the fiver real quick.
Because I like tip 20. I'm a $20 tip.
Five Lincoln, that's easy.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of those. Not so much the 50 to 100 range like Bob.
Any stabs on the 50, Bob?
That's what I'm trying to think of, is to even give you a guess. I have no idea. Yeah, I got no clue.
Oh, well, you got to throw one. You
gotta give a guess. Throw
William
one in the hat.
William Taft.
He was a big fella too. Now we were looking for Ulysses S. Grant, Bob.
Yeah, I never would. Would you have got that, Joe?
I don't think I would have gotten that.
No. Grant on the 50, Joe?
That's
I don't
tough,
really
man.
Know the American yeah. presidents as much.
Oh,
no,
we were talking
about on a Bob to Sports episode, like presidents who had the worst farts, and we talked about William Taft or Herbert Hoover or Hoover.
FDR probably had some rippers.
The ripples. All right, I got my question for
the
Bob.
The banana pepper.
That was so bad.
All right, Bob. This week for our segment, I would like to ask you a question. This is going to be about astrology. All right. So I would like to ask you, Bob, how many stars are there in our solar system, Bob?
Bro, come on, man. What the fuck, dude?
Is that real?
It's a real question.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea.
You want to give me one of the more ludicrous questions.
Come on, man.
You want to give me a guess?
25.
No, it's one. The sun is the only star in the solar system.
Boo. Come on. Boo. Boo him, chat.
Trick question. That is what do you mean?
That's
trick
a
question. It's not a trick question.
So where
That's
are all
common,
the stars? What are the stars?
They're in other galaxies. They're not in our solar system, Michael.
Man, oh man.
I don't think that Michael, you asked this guy about the Pythagorean theory, for God's sake.
He got it right.
I understand that, but it's not a hard question. It's one star in our solar system.
I felt like it was a tricky question.
No!
I don't think it was fair.
I feel stupid. So.
You've had a good track record with the
Ask
Bob. I thought you dropped the ball there. That's tough. I got no clue.
One star.
Dude, it was literally, he did this just as a trick question. It was like a riddle. It was like, it's a
not, that's awesome. Not a, that's not a riddle. Now, I did give him a riddle the one time and he got it.
He loves the riddle style. He loves, well, Mikey kind of.
The Riddler.
Mikey helped me out. I think that's the one that people got pissed at Mikey for spoiling, was when Cutsy did the riddle.
No, it was the one where I gave you one of the five something.
There was a couple. By the way, I have a question. I have a two-part question.
Yeah.
If we were like Batman supervillains, like who would we be? Would I be the Riddler? Bob would be the Joker for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mikey, you'd be Two-Face. And then I would be... I'd probably be what? Penguin?
You don't just brush over. Why would I be Two-Face, Joe?
Because I think that would be the one that you would be.
So you're saying I'm one person, one
Yeah, day? you're tremendous at one moment, and sometimes you're just you're awful. On another note. I'm not taking a shot. I'm just trying to compare.
Bob, I'm not taking a shot. Could you imagine? I'm not taking a shot.
You're
fine on some, and then you're awful. And
I am awful a lot of the time. I would say more often than not.
Two-Face is tough, man, because Two-Face is like just, you're basically a scumbag because you're fake. You're fake.
We're talking about supervillains. They're all scumbags.
I would have preferred to have been like Bane or something.
Cool. Oh, actually, Bane is a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
No, I'm Two-Face now. It's too late.
Well, I said I'm either Penguin or the Riddler. I didn't exactly give myself a good one, Mikey.
Oswald Cutzelpot. At least if I'm Two-Face, perhaps I had somewhat of a decent political career.
Yeah.
before I became a mutant.
For Joe to say that and then say, I'm not taking a shot. Yeah, they're super villains.
How many times has he done that? Two-Face is literally the worst villain you could be named. It's the worst.
Why?
Because it's basically saying, like, you're
it's a fake it's a person. Super villain, no different. Joker's worse than Two-Face.
All right.
Oh, Joker's a sinister character,
Michael. I'll never live that Two-Face down. That's tough.
Oh,
that's
Michael, tough. You're taking it out of context.
Mikey, you want me to be honest?
You agree.
I'd prefer Two-Face over Hardo.
Hardo was way worse.
Not at all, Bob, because Two-Face has the element where you're a fake person. Like, you're one way.
No, you're evil and good. You're evil and good.
Okay, so evil bad. And good, I'll take that. But you could have done, like, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
It's no different, Michael. You're reading too much between the lines. I hold. By the way, Joker is
too
worse.
Much between the lines.
Bob's just making this worse, dude. This is not an attack on your personality, Mikey.
You're reading too much.
I called myself the Penguin. The Penguin is literally the most reprehensible character in all of fucking Batman.
Joe can fucking will bury you, and then he'll be like, I'm not taking a shot, Bob. It's like, Joe, fucking rocked me, dude. Like,
rip your soul out of your
I called
body
Bob the Joker.
Put it back in, man.
Yeah, the Joker wasn't great either, by the
way. No, it's not great. They're all bad. They're super villains for a reason. They're reprehensible people.
I would actually say Bob's like Magneto from X-Men.
Really?
Yeah,
he's not that smart.
He controls all the...
What'd he say?
You're not that smart.
And by the way, he wasn't taking a shot.
That was a shot.
Okay.
That was a shot.
Okay. I heard I missed my first Bob Does Sports podcast last week. Is the first one I couldn't be on for the timing. I'm on the treadmill. I'm listening to it. Bro, when you don't make a podcast, you just get fucking ripped. I was getting fucking roasted on there. And it
were
was a
you?
Lot by the D-Man. The D-Man just...
He goes, where are you? He goes,
it was Joe. Joe was the guy that...
What was I saying?
I mean, granted, I didn't take offense to it. I actually thought I was on there laughing when he said it. But, like, if you are not on the podcast, you get ripped. Yeah. But you're reading too much in between the lines. That's unbelievable.
What? All right.
Two-Face.
Makes everything worse. He just laughs uncontrollably to make Mikey feel worse. Now I feel like a scumbag.
Bob laughing doesn't make me feel worse. You calling me Two-Face makes me
feel worse.
Yeah,
don't put it on me.
You got to put it into context that I was giving us.
I know the context.
I was giving us all supervillains. And by the way, I gave myself the Penguin.
Do you know what was actually really funny, Joe? I saw it late. I liked it, but I didn't watch the whole thing. The video of Joe talking, he's like, hello. He's like, good day today. Today is a good day. He's like, I'm getting my teeth in today.
I was so upset, man.
And I didn't realize that. And then it's the fast forward to after, and he realizes that he doesn't get his teeth in.
That's terrible. I got three more months of this shit, and people were saying Bob probably paid him off to delay the process.
That is something twisted.
Well, Mikey,
he did exactly what he
starts with. He's like, hey guys, today is a good day. Today I'm getting my teeth in.
Go ahead,
today.
Do it, Mikey. Do the impression.
Today is the day.
Today is the day, folks. Morning Instagram, folks.
Yeah. I love when
you haven't done an impression in a while.
I retired it, Joe. It's tired.
Why? It's not retired. It's not retired.
He'll it's some it. Of your best content.
I'll...
What?
Not a shot.
That's not a shot.
He's not wrong, though. That's the sick
It's
part.
Hysterical, dude. When you put those videos out, they go astronomical.
They do. The birthday Bob one is one that I'll continue.
The birthday to Bob is good.
Birthday Bob is one that I'll continue to do. But
I think you got to bring back the cutscene. The impression that wig needs to come back. By the way, the wig came to the wedding. It was
it's
iconic.
Great. It's a hit.
The wig. Oh yeah, Dom does wear the wig from time to time. I'll see him running across the house. He'll have the wig on, just like for no reason. Doesn't know what it is really.
When Mikey busted that wig out on the dance floor,
it's
I was
great.
Dying,
it was
dude.
Great. Today's the day. It's a good day.
Hey, hello, Instagram folks.
Dude, I love
when he introduces it. When he introduces, like, when he says, like, Instagram, but that's the app that it's on, so it's like there's no need to say hello to Instagram.
Me and Ticket's favorite thing is when he says, hello, Instagram. Like, that's the greatest thing ever.
It's unbelievable.
I never thought of it that way, to be honest.
He does.
Holly just got back from the grocery store, and she did a run. This dip, I don't know if you guys have ever had this. This hell of a good dip.
Whoa, French onion is good.
They're a sponsor.
Oh, great sponsor. We love Hell of a Good Dip. I haven't seen a dollar from Hell of a Good Dip. It is not unbeknownst.
You've seen the dip, just not the dollar.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It doesn't even, my thing with this dip is onion dip, usually you leave it out for a while. It gets like this orange color, kind of like gelatinous, which is like Jell-O. This is like a whipped butter. It's like a whipped cream cheese consistency to it. It's very hard to explain. Delicious dip.
All right. Hello, Instagram. That's my
hello,
favorite.
Hello, Instagram.
Dude.
Morning, Instagram, folks.
It's like he's Zuckerberg, like making like an Instagram announcement. It's the greatest. Me and Ticket love when he does that, dude.
It's like when a major celebrity does like a Hall of Fame induction speech in like Pittsburgh, and they're like, what's going on, Pittsburgh? You know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable. But
it is. It's like he's speaking to all of Instagram. Like, everybody's watching this video.
All right. We got a top five to do, boys.
Yeah. Let's get into our top five.
This guy's loving this, man.
This is going to be top five. Joe got to go one for next week. This week in honor of football season coming up, we are going to be building a roster. I know we have done this prior. We did it with all timers, and I remember my list was abysmal, dude. It was like the first top five we did in the snake draft, and Mikey crushed it. It hasn't won since. Hasn't won since that list. Come on, it's good fun. It's good fun. But
Mikey's
yes.
taking shots on
he
this.
Yeah,
it's fine.
He had a tough day.
He's on the beach house. He's gonna be just fine.
This gears up towards Mikey. By the way, football should be his. I am going to.
You want to announce what it is?
Yeah, my bad. So top five, it's NFL players. You're building a roster. So kind of like as if it's like a fantasy thing, like quarterback, running back, wide receiver, two wide receivers. And tight end. So not fantasy wise, but you're just building a team. You're building an offense to put out onto the field.
You must fill all positions, though.
Correct. So quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, and a tight end. I'll go third.
Smart play. I'll go first. But okay. That's a smart play.
And then so the D-man second. So go ahead, Mikey.
All right. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. First overall.
Yeah.
I will take let's see here. I'm going to go with our guy, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with give me Justin Jefferson and give me Jamar Chase.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
What do you mean it's over, Michael?
Should be over. That's why I was praying he wasn't going to take third, because that's exactly what I was going to do.
He's got two receivers. It's not
the two greatest receivers in the league by a wide margin. He would have to fumble. He would have to screw this up.
Well, let's not put that type of pressure on me now, Michael.
I'm telling Bob, if you ruin this, you were
there's
never.
There's five spots, now. Mikey. There's five.
Yeah, we still got it.
Go ahead, Joseph. Your turn. Bob's winning though, but go ahead.
Oh my God, man!
That was the play. That's why I wanted third. He learned because I did Moss and Megatron on the wraparound. Bob learned. Good,
Mikey.
Kid knows ball.
Oh, my God, man. He's unbelievable.
I'm very proud of that move by Bob. Very smart.
All right. Very smart, Bob.
But thanks, Joe. By the way, Mikey, I think what you got was – you also got Brady. You had the Brady-Moss connection was nice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But
All right. You took like
I was terrible.
Like Julian Edelman.
No. I had Chris Carter and I was terrible.
Chris Carter was bad. Yeah.
I was bad.
I mean, Chris Carter was great, but just not all time draft.
Correct.
So all right.
I am going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay.
It's you now, Mikey.
This is critical now for me. Very critical. All right, so we'll take CeeDee Lamb.
I thought about him, but it's...
And we'll take Christian McCaffrey.
Back to the D-man.
I am going to go with George Kittle.
Robert.
Okay. I'm going to go with, give me Lamar Jackson.
Squads.
I like where I'm going. Give me Lamar Jackson and give me, I'm between Brock Bowers and give me Brock Bowers.
Joe?
I will go with, I need another receiver here.
The receivers are tough just because you have to take multiple.
Yeah. I will go with Puka Nacua.
All right.
Can I change
that? No.
All right. Jesus.
Puka Nacua is the pick. I do like my final two wrap around, but still, Bob's. Yeah, I'll take Malik Nabers and Sam Laporta to finish. But
I'll take Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah, and then give me Derrick Henry for running back. I'm surprised. No Tyreek Hill.
I was going to switch to him, but
yeah,
I think he's kind of on the downswing.
I like Neighbors a lot, especially if he's got a good quarterback this year, maybe. But all right, Bob's got Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Lamar Jackson, Brock Bowers, Derrick Henry. Joe's got Saquon, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Kittle, Puka Nacua, and Mahomes. I got Josh Allen, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, Malik Nabers, Sam Laporta. Bob's going to win this by a wide, wide margin.
I think I got the best list. I'd be surprised if I don't.
I didn't realize that the receivers drop off so drastically. Like, even I was going to take CeeDee Lamb. I don't think he's that far and above better than some of these other guys.
To be honest, what I was surprised, though, Mikey, is to me, like, quarterback-wise, like, if you got Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes, it all was kind
just
of even.
I should have just sat out on the quarterback and split
got
up.
Got receiver.
Jefferson and Chase, yeah.
Yeah. And then was Bowers the right play, you think, though?
Yeah, I think the number one's Kittle, but Kittle Bowers is 1A and 1B, in my opinion. Laporta's right up there, too, though. I think top four tight ends, and then McBride from Arizona. I think those four guys are kind of all on the same tier.
Bro, those Madden ratings, they gave Travis Kelce a 99.
Nah, it's just
like
trying to please
like,
them.
You know, no disrespect to the guy. He's a Hall of Famer, but
he got a 99.
A few years ago, he was.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
If I had to rate Kelce right now, I'd put him at like an 81, and I think that's fair.
I know, but they just
I didn't even have him in set. I think he's in like the third tier of tight ends.
Yeah, he's got to prove again this year.
He's
that
like
he can get back to the old ways.
He's probably like 7 or 8 in terms of total overall.
But that's the thing; they just hand out 99s where it used to be like this big thing. All right, folks, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Always a pleasure, fellas. And with that, we will see you next week.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.